The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
So what have your impressions been in the first couple of days of camp here?
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's been a lot of work, a lot of skating, and it's good to get on the ice with everyone, and I think everybody's excited, and camp's been good so far, and everyone seems really focused and eager to raise the bar here, and I think we're all just excited to play some games too.
Speaking with Ryan Rosowski yesterday, he said that the plan appears to be that you'll play a lot of center during camp, that might be kind of where they have you lined up. What is your thought on that, playing more center than wing maybe this year?
Definitely comfortable with that. I've been a center my whole life. Once I got to the NHL, I kind of got pushed to the wing early in my career. So I think that was good for me, though, to, have a little diversity in my game. And, I'm comfortable on the wing or at center. And But I think I definitely feel more comfortable at center, and I've gotten better at faceoffs. And, I think that I can really fit in that spot and, do a good job there.
It is noteworthy that your faceoff numbers appear to have improved a bit in your career, and that's something that the Sharks cited when they signed you. What has gotten better for you in that regard? Why have you gotten better in the faceoff?
I think I've been around a lot of, good veterans and coaches that, I kind of pick their brains. It goes back to my days in Vancouver with Manny Malhotra, and I started really working with him. And, guys like Jay Beagle, Brandon Sutter back then were good face-off guys and righties, so I learned a lot from them. And I think what also helped is maturing and getting stronger physically, and it just allowed me to be stronger in the dot. And I finally found a rhythm that works for me and how I like to take my draws. And I just focus on that, and instead of thinking about what the other guy's doing in the draw, I'm focused on what I'm doing in there, and I feel confident going into every draw.
We asked Michael Misa about, he's probably going to play center, and of course he's 18. We asked him about face-offs, and the phrase he used was that everybody's got a man grip.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly it. And when I was 21 or however old I was coming into the league, I noticed that too. It's tough. These guys are strong, and they've been doing it for a lot of years. And you got guys like, Kopitar, who is probably one of the best face-off guys in the league, and he's been doing it for, 20 years now? So you're going up against that, it's a little intimidating, but, you just got to find what works for you, what's comfortable, and then as you get older and stronger, things will start clicking for you, and you just got to, trust what you're working on, and it'll all come together.
And what's been your impression of Michael Misa so far?
He's a good little player, skilled. Haven't been on the ice much with him. I think we were just on the scrimmage day, but he looked good. He was making plays fast, and he's got good vision on the ice. And, he's a skilled guy that, once he gets going in this league, he'll be a real good player for us.
When we talked to you over the summer, you said that San Jose had, been an option for you in years past. What have your impressions been of the area, the building? Just obviously this is, this is a new room. Was it kind of what you hoped, walked into, expected? I mean, I'm sure you've seen or talked to people before. What have your impressions
been? I didn't know until I got here that they were renovating this side, but, it's awesome. I was very impressed with it, and, it just makes life easier coming to the rink every day when you got a really nice setup. And as for the area and the weather, you can't beat it here. As soon as we got here, my wife and our kids, we got into a groove right away, and we're very happy, and the kids are loving it here. My wife's happy here, and not having to heat up your car every morning or wipe off snow is going to be a treat for us. The area, and we're in Willow Glen, kids going to school in Los Gatos, and
nice.
It's just beautiful. So a lot of good food around, things to do, parks, and it's just really good fit for us.
How does that comfortability of being in the area, just sounds like you've already got a home and everything like that, how does it help you settle into a new franchise, right? I mean, you've been back and forth a few places, but how does it feel maybe different this year?
It's a lot different. Last year I was in a hotel for 2 weeks without my family, and we didn't get into a place until, November or December. And, just being able to get everybody together and out at the same time. And it's a lot less stress on my wife when I'm able to help out. And, you know, we do it together and we get the kid in school, we get them adjusted to the time change, and, you know, everybody's sleeping well, which is great. So I think it's a really big impact on our lifestyle here. And then for me playing, because, you know, I'm not stressed out about getting the kids settled, or my wife's not stressed, which makes me stress. And then, so it's just been really good transition for us, and we're really happy here.
Now, one thing with Ottawa last year, I mean, they were on the precipice of making the playoffs the last few years, maybe last year. What was the difference that kind of got you guys over the edge? And how can you apply that to this season for a team that's looking to take another step?
I think the biggest thing is we really bought into the systems and playing solid defense. And, you know, it seems like the same thing here, that we just need to tighten up our defensive game more. And, you know, if everybody buys in and from the first line down to the fourth line, and we're all doing the same things and the right things out there, you know, we're going to have a lot of success, because this team can score goals. It's the defense that gets you into the playoffs.
Is that something that you've maybe talked to some of the younger guys, or maybe like a guy like Mario Ferraro, who's been here a long time but hasn't made it, who just hasn't experienced that next step push? Is that something that maybe you can bring? I know it's for sure, but it's a leadership role.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the discussion is more just like, you know, we just got to find ways to win games. I think the big thing is a lot of one-goal games that they lost last year. And, you know, you turn those games around and you're in a much better spot. And it's just getting over that little hump, and it comes down to, you know, limiting your mistakes and doing the right things and being mature about it. And, you know, we've got a great group in here and, you know, a lot of young guys, but a lot of good veterans in here to help these young guys along. And, you know, that's a recipe for success.
What did it mean to you to get a 2-year deal? You know, I suppose you've been on 1-year deals
It goes along with, you know, being settled here and getting settled right away. You know, it meant a lot for us. It was what we were looking for, just to have some sense of stability. And, you know, for since my, you know, rookie deal, it's every summer it's been a little stressful, and trying to find a place to play, trying to find a spot that fits, and playing time and making the team. And I was thrilled to get this contract, and you know, it's a great contract, but I'm still, you know, betting on myself to you know, succeed and outperform my contract, and you know, hopefully stay here for many years and earn another one.
What did anything change for you last year? You 19 goals. You know, what changed for you last year as opposed to maybe previous earlier in your career?
I just think those 2 years that I spent down in the AHL, you know, I really got to focus on rounding out my game defensively and face-offs and all the things that I was getting criticized about at the NHL level. I found my scoring touchdown there that, you know, I didn't have the confidence of since, you know, Northeastern. And really just having the confidence that I belong in this league and I can score goals in this league and, you know, be put in different situations, be trusted in the D zone, and finally made my way on the penalty kill, you know. And really it's just confidence and belief in yourself. I always knew I could do it. And then, you know, once I finally got that opportunity in Ottawa and started to, you know, I was fighting for that fourth line center role, and I grabbed it and just ran with it. And, you know, as the year progressed, I just felt more and more confident.
Do you feel there's more room for growth in your game? You mentioned new fourth line center, maybe moving up a line or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a great summer of training. I did a lot of skating work. You know, that's one thing that I think has held me back too, is I'm not the best skater, but I put a lot of work into my skating, and I can see the difference already. And it's just going to, you know, help me be more efficient out there and a little bit quicker and faster. And, you know, I think there's things that you can always work on to improve. And every summer I just kind of chip away at some little things. And, you know, so far it's worked. I've become a little bit better every year. So I'm excited to get started here and, you know, show the staff the work I put in this summer.
You mentioned Manny Malhotra. He's a former Shark, and you played with Matt Benning at Northeastern. Mm-hmm. He's a former Shark. Mm-hmm. And then you got Cam Lund, another Northeastern guy here. Seems like you got a lot of people you can rely on to find out about San Jose.
There's a lot of massholes here, which is awesome. So that's a big thing too, is, you know, there's a lot of familiarity with where I grew up. And you know, I think Grizzy was watching me skate when I was a young kid and seeing him around the rinks. And, you know, Warzo's only few towns over from me. So, you know, Colin White, me and him known each other since we were 10 years old or so. So, yeah, just it made the transition coming here a lot easier, too. And, you know, obviously, whenever you go to a new team, everybody's a great guy, and it's easy to get along with the guys. But coming here with, you know, I had a handful of guys that I knew pretty well from other teams, so it just helped all the more. And, you know, it's a great spot to be and a lot of great guys in this organization.
One thing that will be different, similar to when you were in Vancouver, a lot of times you don't have as many practice days out here because you have to travel to go mm-hmm. on a long trip or whatever. What's the difference between being in a place like Ottawa where you're sleeping in your bed most nights, and how do you manage your body that way, and how do you prepare for an 82-game schedule to make the most out of every practice you get?
Yeah, I think, you know, being on a bunch of different teams, West Coast and East Coast, and as I got older and more mature, kind of focused on personally taking care of myself better and you know, going to bed earlier and just focusing on my everyday health and making sure the hips and everything are firing all mm-hmm. cylinders. And, you know, as for practice, we need to be detailed in practice, and you don't want to waste days out there because we're going to be having limited days of practice. So we really need to, you know, harp down on what we need to get better at and focus on that as a group. And, you know, we take advantage of the practice days. We're going to be looking good for the games.
All right.
Thanks, guys.